Thousands of immigrants, many of them legal, are being held in detention centers across the country, awaiting adjudication for crimes they might be accused of. And that issue goes before the Supreme Court today in the case of Jennings v. Rodriguez. Now, many of those immigrants sit in jail for months or years without a hearing before their deportation is decided. And the ACLU argues that that violates their due process rights. The Obama administration disagrees. They say if lower court rulings in favor of these immigrants aren't overturned, it could risk public safety and the immigration system itself if thousands of people are suddenly let out of jail. Cheryl David is an immigration attorney based here in New York City, and she's here to talk about what this case means for the courts and for millions of undocumented immigrants living here in the U.S.
You usually get picked up if you're an illegal immigrant because you've committed a crime, and that's how you're going to be brought to the attention of the government. Otherwise, you know, walking on the street, an immigration officer or the police aren't going to know whether you're legal or illegal. And right now, they can't stop you on the street and say, show me your papers.
So in this case, Alejandro Rodriguez and lots of people like him, because this is a class action case, picked up in detention, basically in jail, for more than 6 months. Time goes by. And the point is no opportunity to go before a judge and say, hey, I have a case or I have an argument. You got to let me out.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, and these are people who have lived here their whole life, like Alejandro. He's been here since he's five. He's in his 30s now. He was a dental assistant. Individuals who have families married to United States citizens, you know, in other cases, have children, you know, the primary breadwinner, and they're detained for years with an incentive, you know, to stay in the United States. And so they find themselves in a position of, should I just give up and go back to their original home country or fight for the right to stay and remain in the United States?
And why don't people like this get individualized hearings on flight risk, on danger to others now? Why doesn't that happen?
Because they're in the statute, there are provisions called mandatory detention, without getting into the nuances of the actual law, that basically say if you have certain criminal convictions, and they could be misdemeanors, two petty larcenies, for example, would subject you to what we call mandatory detention. So if you've been convicted of a crime after October 8th, 1998, even if you're not sentenced to jail, but given probation, then you're subject to mandatory detention under the statute. How that mandatory detention or the length of how long that person should be detained is what's at issue here. And the Supreme Court, in another case in Denmark versus Kim, basically said that mandatory detention is legal.
So what would happen here if the court ruled in favor of Alejandro Rodriguez and his class, which is thousands of people?
I think that's a really important question and thing to understand for most, you know, people who are worried that you're going to let all these criminals or people who have criminal convictions out. The politics of it or on paper, it doesn't sound, you know, great. But all we're asking for is a hearing. If an immigration judge decides that the person is a danger to the community or the government can prove that they're a danger to the community or a flight risk, then they'll deny them the bond. Or if the judge finds that they should be released, the government has the opportunity to appeal. So it's not as though everybody's going to be released. We're just asking for an opportunity to be heard before a judge about whether, in fact, this person is a flight risk or a danger.
And how many people are we talking about here?
In this class action, was over 1,000, but, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know, each year are detained. So over the course of years or over the course of when the statute was enacted, has to be millions.
And what does the government say here? Does the government say, oh, no, these people don't have the same due process rights as citizens? Or do they say not enough judges, not enough courts, we just can't handle the volume?
It's a little bit of both. It says that we can't handle the volume, that it would put an undue burden on the courts if we had to give everybody individualized hearings. But before the law changed in 1998, we always had bond hearings. There was, you know, and the court functioned. They also say that we, the government, has a right to decide who should, you know, who is a danger to the community, and that they make that determination. And also their interpretation of the statute says that that's what Congress intended, that these people should be detained.
Thousands of documented and undocumented immigrants being held essentially in jail across this country. Jennings v. Rodriguez in front of the Supreme Court today will decide how many of them have to have a bond hearing to decide whether they belong in jail. Cheryl David, immigration attorney here in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into games to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. Learn more at Lumosity.com. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org.